Let's talk McCook Chamber of Commerce. Yeah. How was the meeting yesterday?
It was great. So the biggest news is that we have we are thankful for our three board members who have termed out. Brian Loker from here, Katie Farrell from Farrell Yoga, and then Trevor Taylor from VK Electronics. They all three termed out, so we had to elect three new chamber members or board members. Those people are Tina Kennedy with Elevate Wellness. She's their front office gal, office manager. Josh Keenports with Coyote Country, and our last one is Chandler Wagner from Wagner Auto Group. And so we're excited to have them. We know that they'll bring a fresh face and fresh ideas. And so we're excited about the future of what that's going to look like.
Well, just having you know, Brian and Trevor out of there, it's going to be a lot quieter, I think. There, no, I'm just kidding, guys, just kidding. But those guys, all those guys, really help out, don't they?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a complete volunteer organization, and it's really critical that we have people that come in and are able to help us and be involved in the events that we do. And we know that the three that stepped off are going to be missed. They really just, you know, hands down put things together that who knew we could even do that, and but the three coming in will be just as good, so we're excited.
All right. So yeah. Three new members there. What else happened?
So another thing, we kind of recapped Bash on the Hills. We kind of changed the name because of the location change. It ended up being really great. We had over 450 people walk through the doors. We were not expecting that. I bought 500 tickets thinking we'd have lots extra, and so that was so exciting. We had food trucks there. We had great bands. Lots of people came together to help that work out. Lots of sponsorships, and then people just volunteering time and energy, you know, free of charge just to help. So it ended up turning out really, really well, and we're excited about next year planning for the same spot. So
and it brought a storm out.
Yeah, we had rain for the first time.
Yeah, like, you better have one every week now.
Right.
If that's what it's going to take, have one every week.
Right. That was a bummer. Although it rolling in was beautiful and it was super neat. It was out on the driving range. So, you know, if you're like at the top of the driving range looking down into the valley, oh my gosh, it was so cool. And then the storm came through and, you know, we had everyone's alerts were like, you have 6 minutes. And then we had a minute and it was just bam. And then it went away, but it was raining for a long time. So it was exciting. We had a great time though. So,
and thanks to Heritage Hills for having it out there.
God, yeah. They just really, you know, we were able to call them and say, hey, can you guys help us out? And they, Greg Arkin is their new pro. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah. And the two, superintendents, they were like, if easy, we can do that, that's no big deal, and just, you know, let us borrow golf carts. And they had their beer tent out there, and it just made it so much easier to do what we needed to do, and they had no qualms. I mean, we like brought huge pieces of stage out there onto their grass, and they were like, oh yeah, it's fine. Avoid this spot, but other than that,
everything else worked out, didn't it?
Yeah, worked out perfectly. So we're excited about next year. We'll have more food trucks. You know, we're looking at maybe having some games, and you know, the kids could be out there and they were playing football. Just so we had lots of ideas of how to make it bigger and better for next year, different band ideas, and we're just excited about what the future of it can look like. So
same time of the year.
It will be the same time of the year. Now, we know that it was on the same weekend as Nebraska Land, so we will obviously change the weekend. We won't compete with that. Mm-hmm. You know, we kind of, our idea is to make it be a kickoff for the summer. Having it later, while the time frame is hot, you know, we're going to back it up in terms of the time, but you know, having it in September, it's too close to Heritage Days and mm-hmm. stuff. So our thinking is that we'll probably keep it in the same time frame, but, you know, change the time. We won't start at 5. It's too hot. We'll back it up a little bit. And so we're excited. It'll be good.
It'll be great. Yep, you bet. Yep. All right. What else?
So that's that. Heritage Days is coming up. Mm-hmm. Change of date. obviously everyone probably knows that, but I love to say it anyways. We changed it to October 5th through the 8th. So that will be exciting. We're going to really start pushing out information August 1st. So if people are interested in doing the parade, being involved that way, or the vendor fair, we'll start putting information out on our website. Go to the community calendar, click the event, and they can register there. Also, our Facebook. So there's lots of places they can find the information, or they can call the chamber. But we're excited. We want, we want it to be the biggest and best. We have... I've talked to lots of like food trucks, even up here at the fair, and said, hey, don't forget we have Heritage Days, and they're excited. And so I think it's going to be awesome and a great event. We're going to have the 5K run that normally happens in a different location, and like Elevate did it from their location last year. They're going to actually pull it into the vendor fair area. So that'll be good. That'll bring people up there. And we have some fun ideas for the fair and then also down into the bricks. So it'll be good. We have the mixer on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We're trying to pull an event together for Thursday because there's nothing really there. So we have a few people that are interested in putting an event there. We don't know yet, but that's something. And then obviously Wednesday we'll announce royalty and all of that. We'll put that information out to the schools at the beginning of the year. So if there's students that are interested in that, that will be coming out then. And then that's Friday. We'll have Norris Institute breakfast and
working on guest speakers and stuff like that for all that.
Yep. So it's going to be fun. And then, of course, the parade, the biggest part, the parade will be on Saturday in the morning and then right into the vendor fair. So it's going to be exciting.
Going to be interesting in what the weather is going to be like in October.
Let's hope it's like one of those mild, warm days. Like
60, 65.
Yeah. No snow.
Please, no snow. No snow.
No wind. Now that I've said it, I'm going to knock on wood.
Yeah.
But
60 degree temperatures would be perfect.
Sunny. So that there's warmth coming in, but not like hot.
Right.
Can't wait.
Okay. Yes. I've got this down on tape that we'll look back and we can look ahead to October. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, please.
You bet.
Please.
All right, I know we're going to talk. Still got August and September still. So we'll cross fingers. But you'll start get the information out on vendors for Norris Park pretty soon.
Well, the vendor information's already out. Okay. So if there are vendors that are interested, they kind of plan early because of what they do. So that information is already out. It's already on the calendar, community calendar. Go to thecookchamberofcommerce.com, visit the calendar, and then go to the event. So it's listed on October 8th, or you can pick the 7th for the vendor fair, and then type your information in. You can pay right there. There is a discounted rate for chamber members. So if you're not a chamber member and you're like, oh, I want to catch that discounted rate, then just holler and we can set that up. And so it's quick and easy.
Again, we'll be talking more about this in the months to come. October will be here sooner than later, though.
Yeah,
will. Always happens.
Always happens. And then the last most critical thing is, like I mentioned earlier, we are volunteer. And so we've kind of, July is like the beginning of our year. So we like turn over new people. By the way, I forgot to mention, we have a new executive board member. Trevor Taylor was our board members. He was the past chair this year. Joe Townsley from GTA.
Our neighbor next door.
Neighbor next door. He is the new executive director. So his role is called chair elect. Okay. And then Jade Lesko with Citadelli, she's the new chair. And then Lori Beebe from Community Hospital, she is the past chair. She fulfilled her year this past year. So July's our kind of turnover time.
Sure.
So anyways, we're working on committees. And we have asked, our board to volunteer for a committee that they want to be involved in. And then we can have anybody from the community. If you want to be involved in the chamber and planning events and working on building a community that is really strong and great, you can volunteer to be on a committee to help plan events like Heritage Days, Crazy Days, the Christmas sales promotions.
Has that even been brought up yet?
We are, already in the works. we've got lots of plates. They all go up.
You got to do it. You got to do it.
Yeah. I mean, because we'll have Heritage Days and then boom, we start Christmas. Mm-hmm. So Actually, Christmas will probably start like beginning of October. So anyways, it's all already floating, but we have lots of committees that, you know, we need volunteers. We need people that are excited about helping our community grow. And so if you're interested, you can be a member. You cannot be a member. We just need help. So.
All right. And you're always looking for new members all the time for the chamber.
Oh, yeah. Easy peasy. Just you can call me, 308-345-3200. You can email me, molly@mccookchamber.org. You can go to our website. And there's lots of ways to get involved. And, you know, the thing about the chamber is that we're community-minded and we're business-minded. And so if we're helping to grow our community through events and through building better businesses, then that's what we care about. And that includes member businesses and not member businesses, because if we're helping everybody, then everyone's stronger. And so we're just trying to create a team that really works together to make McCook the best town in Nebraska.
You bet.
Anywhere.
That's right. That's right. Any questions, call the chamber. Could talk to Molly. She'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
All right.
Perfect.
Again, the chamber meets every third Wednesday of the month, so enjoy the rest of the fair.
Yeah, I will try to be around. We're so tired, but it's okay.
Yeah.
We're excited.
And I know we'll see over at Wyland Field for the first MFL games on Friday night.
He has the 6 p.m. game, so
the first game to kick it off.
The hottest first game.
Yeah.
It'll be fun, though.
Exactly. Thanks again for coming
by.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.